But in any event, there'd be 2 to 3 weeks, both in the spring and in the fall, where I was just miserable. You know, my nose was completely stuffed shut. My eyes were beet red. People would always ask me if I had pink eye. Episode 244 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: stop suffering from allergies. Hey guys, today's episode of the show is brought to you by Amazon. One of the best ways that you can support the show at literally no additional cost or almost no additional effort on your part is every time you order something from Amazon, instead of going to Amazon.com, go to dizruns.com/Amazon. And why don't you just do that one time and then bookmark it, and then you're all set. Then it's just it's one click and you're there. But anything that you purchase through that throws a few pennies my way. Not substantial, nothing that's going to make me rich, but enough to help keep the lights on and keep the podcast coming. And again, it costs you nothing. Everything you see looks just exactly the same. The prices are just exactly the same, but I get a couple pennies per purchase of a commission, if you will. So if you want to support the show, that's a great way to do so. So today I want to talk a little bit about allergies. You know, is this episode's coming out, we're right smack dab in the middle of the month of April, which depending on where exactly you are, can be kind of peak allergy season. And for me personally, I grew up in northern Michigan, which, I mean, this is like allergy time of the year up there. Like, as spring is starting to happen, and, you know, buds and flowers and trees and everything starting to bloom, and there's pollen in the air, and people just, you know, I mean, are struggling with allergies after the winter and you know, having relatively low pollen. And now all of a sudden the weather's nice, people want to get outside, and it can make you miserable. And for runners, obviously that's even, you know, it's almost even exaggerated, because we're outside, we're breathing hard. You know, it's that first chance to get off the treadmill for some folks and get out there and do it. And actually, I was lucky. In northern Michigan, I didn't have any allergies at all. But once I moved to central Florida, there's something down here in the air that gets me. And my first few years, until I started running regularly, every spring for a couple 3 weeks, and every fall for a couple 3 weeks, something would bloom. I'm still not exactly sure what it is. I got a feeling it might be something citrus related, but I don't know for sure. But in any event, there'd be 2 to 3 weeks, both in the spring and in the fall, where I was just miserable. You know, my nose was completely stuffed shut. My eyes were beet red. People would always ask me if I had pink eye. And I mean, it was just brutal. It was terrible. And, you know, medicine would help a little bit, but it wasn't great. You know, it made things, I guess, bearable, but certainly not better. And you know, it's just what are you gonna do? And over the past few years or so, I've kind of developed a couple of things that I think might help, or maybe stumbled upon, or maybe realized, or, you know, I don't know what it's not like I invented anything. Certainly that's not what I'm going at, but, a couple of things that I want to offer as tips, as things that you might want to try if you suffer from seasonal allergies, and, hopefully they'll help you. I, like I said, I don't know that they're anything that, you maybe have never heard of before, but I just want to give you my quick take on what I think has helped me, because right now, you know, knock on wood, I really haven't had much of an allergy flare up in at least the last couple of years. You know, I'll get a little bit of a stuffier nose, but nothing bad, nothing, you know, no eyes, no red eyes, no itchy, watery red eyes, all the, you know, the things you hear on the TV commercials. I mean, it's very, very, very minimal, from what my past allergy history down here used to be. You know, and if you search for a Google, you know, if you Google, you get a bunch of the same options, all of which are kind of preventative. You know what's going on in the atmosphere, know what your allergy triggers are, yada yada yada. But if you just want to get out and run and not worry about it, here are a couple of things that I think. Again, this is me thinking, this is me speculating. There's no real 100% proof on these, but I think that these are things that have really helped me reduce my allergic reactions to kind of seasonal allergies, and hopefully they'll help you too. And there's really just two that I can point to. It's not a long list, but I'll tell you what they are and explain them a little bit, and hopefully they'll help you as well. So the first thing that I think has really played a part, and I've heard this from lots of other places, so I do think that it relates, is I've switched to using mostly as much as possible local honey. I don't really do the whole, you know, spoonful of honey on a regular basis, But you know, when I use honey for something, I used to have it a lot more frequently than I do now. But I always get local honey. And if not local, I just try to get local honey. There's different varieties. I've had some wildflower honey. I've had some citrusy type of honey, palmetto honey, which are just local to my areas. And I'll tell you what, when I started doing that, I it wasn't instantaneous, but I think that it played a part. And I think it just gives your body a chance to kind of get used to some of those pollens in a form that's not what you're, you know, not the one that causes the allergic reaction. It's not inhaled, but your body just gets used to it. And all of a sudden it doesn't require as much of a reaction. Again, that's just me speculating. I'm not an allergist, but I'm just throwing this out there as something that maybe might help you if allergies are something that you battle with. So look for sources of local honey. And if you're not sure where to start, one of the best places to start looking for local food type of items is a website called localharvest.org. I'll make sure that's in the show notes for today. And you just put in your zip code and it'll give you kind of farmers markets and things like that that are in your area. And sometimes they'll even be local farms or local businesses. And like, that's where I found the guy that I buy my honey from, was through localharvest.com. That's all he does is he has another side job, but, or another real job, but his side gig is he has bees and he makes honey, and it is the best honey I've ever had. So check out localharvest.org and put in your information and try to find some local honey. That may help. The other thing that I think has really paid a big dividend for me when it comes to reducing my allergy symptoms is not being afraid to be outside, you know, any time of year. You all know where I stand when it comes to running on the treadmill, in that I just stand on the treadmill. I refuse to run on it. But that insistence of running outside, once I got bit by the running bug, you know, whatever it was 4, 5, 6 years ago, I mean, there was never a question. I was going to run outside. It didn't matter what time of the year it was. It didn't matter, you know, how hot it was. It almost doesn't even matter how much lightning is in the area. Like, if I'm going to run, I'm going to run outside. And I really think, and again, 100% speculation, don't hold me to this, but I really think that just being outside all the time has allowed my body, kind of like with the honey, to get used to whatever pollens and allergens used to really set me off. Because at that point, when I would have the worst allergies of my life, I was in college. I was mostly, you know, in the dorms, in the classrooms. I was outside some, obviously, walking around and you know, doing whatever, you know, stupid things that you do in college when you're outside. But for the most part, I was inside, and I certainly wasn't outside on a regular basis. And so I think that whatever it was, it would flare up, and it was new to my body, new to my system, and it really impacted me. And I think that now, because I'm outside every day, just about, I'm running just about every day outside, I get exposed to those allergens, those pollens at a lower level. So my body gets kind of used to them a little bit. And now, I mean, I rarely take an allergy pill. And like I said, you know, knock on wood, I have not had any allergy issues in almost as long as I can remember, at least severe. You know, maybe I get a sniffly nose once in a while, but nothing crazy when it comes to allergies. So, you know, if you don't want to go through all of the other steps that you can get on every other running website about, you know, wash your clothes and take a shower right away and, you know, do this and do that and check the pollen count before you head out for the run. And if it's too high, just jump on the treadmill. If all that stuff is, you know, all that stuff is work, can work. I'm not saying that all those suggestions are poor suggestions. They're good options. But if you don't want to hassle with all that stuff, the two things that I really believe have changed, you know, the way my body handles spring allergies is local honey and just, you know, exposure, just getting out there and being exposed. And yeah, maybe it was brutal at first. And I'm sure that there were some, if I thought back hard enough, that there were some, times that first year or two where I still had some pretty bad allergy issues, but, I can see the difference now. And, I'm bearing the fruit of that hard labor of suffering through some allergy seasons to now, pretty much, you know, again, knock on wood, pretty much no allergy issues anymore. And I think that's the big reason why. So if you're dealing with spring allergies, that's my recommendation is local honey and, just suck it up and not that that's easy, not that it's fun, but hopefully in the long term, and neither of these is a quick fix, but hopefully in the long term, it'll pay off to where your seasonal allergies are no longer as difficult as, maybe they are right now. And you're able to really enjoy that springtime run, getting outside and really getting after it, without being miserable for, days and weeks afterwards because of what's in the air. So That's it for the quick tip today. Don't forget dizruns.com/Amazon. Throw a few pennies my way next time you're making a purchase. It's much appreciated. And with that, thank you guys for listening. Hope you have a great rest of the day. And if you're an allergy sufferer, hopefully you can find some relief so you can get out there and run this spring and summer and fall and all the way forward without having to deal with all those issues that are associated with allergies in the future. But hope you guys have a great rest of the day and look forward to talking to you again real soon. See you.